Welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast for Friday, November 13th, 2020. Today in the news, the odds are smart money is going to start buying the dips and accumulate gold and silver as it gears up for the next inevitable rally, reports Peter Croth at Seeking Alpha. Precious metals were dented this week by Pfizer's positive vaccine news, but I expect it will only last a short time. Realistically, COVID-19 is a long way from being a distant memory. The big risk here is being short-sighted. It's going to take a lot more than COVID-19 vaccine to kill gold and silver. Now that we've had the happy talk about Pfizer's messenger RNA vaccine, and also would you note that Pfizer's CEO sold the majority of his shares in the company immediately after the happy talk, let's dig into this messenger RNA vaccine, writes Charles Smith at Of Two Minds. Authorities desperate to restart the economy and reassure the populace are poised to approve novel vaccines with no long-term studies that show how long the immunity will last, using a new mechanism to generate an immune response. The danger here is the poorly informed, politically polarized general public will assume a COVID vaccine is essentially 100% effective, which seems doubtful. If Biden's team is successful, our nation could ultimately usher in an era of big government unlike anything we've seen since the Works Project Administration, the WPA, of the 1930s, writes Trish Reagan at American Consequences. And according to the newly minted member of Joe Biden's coronavirus task force, Dr. Michael Osterholm, we could pay people to lose their jobs. You heard me right. He says the only way to control the coronavirus infection is a full-fledged lockdown. And lastly, students are responding well to our voluntary, convenient, and free walk-up COVID-19 testing sites, says a Penn State University press release in this week's New York Times, reports John Tamney at Real Clear Markets. President-elect Biden says Americans face a dark winter. But New York Times reports that nearly half of all the U.S. coronavirus deaths have been associated with nursing homes. The more a country tests, the more infections the country will unearth. It's just common sense. Cast a skeptical eye on dire predictions of a dark winter ahead by politicians, along with nail-biting headlines about terrifying surges. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.